from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the flight, when I landed, I checked the score first thing. I'm sure you did. Royals up 3-0. Ultimately, the Royals win. They seal it with the Angels. They win the series. We can relax about what happened on Tuesday night. They win on Wednesday. Yeah. Now they have an off day before this critical stretch begins. But yesterday, it was once again the formula that you need. Great starting pitching, and then a pitcher in Urseg, and how about Schreiber as well, that you could count on. I think the biggest story for me out of last night's game was just that Michael Lorenzen all of a sudden. Okay, Michael Lorenzen, giving it 7 innings last night.
7 shutout innings. And then going to Schreiber in his second straight big spot, pretty much, I don't know, like moments after coming off of the injured list. So, like, they didn't waste any time getting him on there. What I realized yesterday in watching this game, and I know that this is premature, and I won't let you talk me down or anybody talk me down because I understand it's premature. What I realized in watching Michael Lorenzen last night is what we all don't want to admit because we think it's too early. For years I spent on this show, and you did too, asking whether or not, like, why couldn't they just be the Rays of the pitching staff? That's what they're turning into. Every pitcher who comes in the Royals organization turns to gold. They've got Midas's touch. Michael Lorenzen pops in, having a perfectly fine season, no big deal, now goes 4 straight starts of allowing 3 earned runs or less, goes 7 shutout innings last night. Urseg pops in. Oh, no, he's better. Oh, here comes Seth Lugo. Oh, no, he's better. Oh, Waka's returned to form. Here we go again. Any pitcher, Cole Reagans last year in the middle of the year, they were willing to give him up for a rental reliever at the end of last year. Every pitcher that has come into the Royals organization, short of Hunter Harvey, who we just haven't seen pitch yet, has gotten better, has turned into something better than they were. They're turning into the Tampa Bay Rays of pitching. They're going to be one of those teams that you're like, should we trade a pitcher to them? Because they know something about that pitcher we don't. And why do they like him? Because we should be concerned that they like them.
They're on that path, but to say already after, what, a calendar year that they're already in that area? I mean, the Rays, the way you mentioned Tampa Bay is because of what, 5-plus years, a decade of being able to have that kind of productivity, that kind of development with pitching. So I do still think it's a little premature to say after one calendar year, because that's all we're talking about, really. One calendar year of successful trades, some development with at the pro level, not necessarily, we still haven't really seen the minor league yet, but development at the professional level in the scouting department, and that's where I think they've improved a lot, is their ability to scout pro talent, whether it is a tweak or whether it is, hey, we just think we can get a little bit more out of said pitcher. But I think it's a bit too early to say, like, okay, they're now right on the path of the Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm just saying that's what they're turning into right before your eyes.
Well, it'd be a great thing if that's the case. I hope you're right. And the returns so far under J.J. Piccolo with pitching have been far better. Hunter Harvey, they got control for next year, so we'll see. We may not have our answer this particular year, but Urseg and Seth Lugo and obviously what we have saw from Cole Reagans, and then now what you potentially are seeing from Lorenzen. Lorenzen, I'm way more skeptical still. I think understandably so, just based off of who he has been his entire – he's not a young pitcher. Like, he's been in this league for quite some time, kind of know what he is. It's great that he's pitching really well right now for this organization. I don't suddenly think he is, you know, making the same switch that, you know, a Seth Lugo made or something like that. But, yeah, that was a positive. He's not one of those eight players that Vern mentioned to us yesterday that they're counting on, nor should they still count on him. But it's an added bonus right now, that's for sure.
Four starts for the Royals, averaging 5 2/3 per start, with a 1.99 ERA and a 2.05 batting average against. I mean, it's just every pitcher. They, in the middle, and this is where we should really be giving them credit. In the middle of the year, they understood that they were going to have pitch inning limit problems with pretty much everyone on the staff. But in the Seth Lugo case, he's an older pitcher. Life is life. Learn to throw the innings. But in the Alec Marsh case, they replaced a guy who had been a really incredibly solid fifth starter for them all year. Replaced him with better production somehow, and then still get to save Alec Marsh for the future runs of things. What a dream scenario. You replaced Alec Marsh with slightly better Alec Marsh at the moment, or guy pitching like Alec Marsh was earlier in the year version, and you get to preserve his innings and still get just as good a quality starts out of Lorenzen. Because this is where we talk about the 5D part. Most rotations can't even get through two or three guys before you start running into problems. And this is the early
season. In the postseason, you don't need to be five deep, though.
No.
Right? I mean,
but to get to the postseason or to win the division, they're now 2.5 games back of the division again, you need that kind of thing. And if your fifth starter going through the rotation is going to go four straight starts allowing a 1.99 ERA, well, then golden. And I understand that that's now taking in a 7 shutout inning performance, and I'm sure his ERA was like 4 or something before that start last night. But I'm just, no, 2.87. It wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been great. Every pitcher they brought in has gotten better. The only one is Harvey. He pitched 4 games.
And then he's hurt. And I would say,
can't make a decision on that.
Even though it's calmed down a little bit, you would argue that Will Smith, a veteran reliever, he hasn't maybe been as exactly what they were hoping for. Now, his numbers are a lot better now than I think what people realized. He got off to a terrible April, and people kind of just buried him and just kind of moved on. He would be the only one I would push back on as well. Harvey, unknown with the injury, and then Will Smith. Other than that, yes, seemingly the last calendar year, every single pitcher that has been brought into the organization has improved in some form or fashion, and some in a great way. So it's a good situation to be in for the Kansas City Royals, and the confidence and faith that you have, you would like to say then too, all right, if they're getting these adjustments at the professional level or the major league level, I'm sorry, then what about a double A and what about a triple A as time goes on? What about these young pitchers that are coming up, some names that people don't even know yet? Are those changes also happening at double A and triple A? And will this eventually result in homegrown pitching? Because that's the one question still.
Sure.
Of course, long-term is going to
be both. The Rays do both.
Correct. And their ability to then flip talent because they're able to have another pitcher available to come up. And that's how they can acquire position players later on. I mean, that's the cycle
the
you're
true
hoping
currency.
You're getting in.
Yeah, it is the true currency. Because if they're the Rays, they do trade Brady Singer in the offseason. And when they trade Brady Singer in the offseason, they find, you know, who's the name of the Braves guy? Kyle Wright.
Yeah,
comes in
injured, yeah.
And gives them just as good a performance as Brady Singer did last year. And it's like, wow, you got all that value for the position players you needed out of Kyle Wright. And you just have, or out of Brady Singer, and now you just have Kyle Wright right behind doing the exact same things you just had. Like, the really good starting pitchers do manage to turn, the really good organizations with starting pitching really do manage to just like turn those guys over. They don't care about giving up Chris Archie. Be like, oh, you want to Cy Young? Oh, you were in a Cy Young race a couple years ago? See you later. Have a nice day. We're just going to put somebody else in the mix. I don't want them to be quite that transactional with their pitching, but they have, like, under J.J. Piccolo, their current track record of both getting guys to be more successful who are already in the system, like Brady Singer, and the guys they found on the street, is a significant improvement over what they had been doing for years. It is starting to feel that way. I did like Someone asked us on the show yesterday, did you see Johnny Cueto got a little standing ovation?
He did.
He got a little standing
We played
little
the old Johnny Cueto song yesterday on the show, and I'm glad that Royals fans acknowledged him after he was done pitching as well. That was the perfect time to do it as well. As for him to have his first big league start this season, come at Kauffman Stadium, 10 years after he pitched in the World Series for this team. That was really cool. I saw Eric Hosmer acknowledged it on X or Twitter yesterday as well. So no, I'm glad that moment happened. I'm also glad that
in a World Series.
You know, the Royals, they got just the right amount of offense because the pitching was so great. It's not even like they had to go out there and put 8 runs up on the board or anything against him or anything crazy. They had just a really solid win. I mean, great pitching. The bats did just enough. And
bullpen did its job.
Makes the off day a lot easier. And then here we go. I mean, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but here we go. Phillies and Guardians and Astros. That is going to be the stretch of games. I know Vern has highlighted it. The next 20 games in particular. Any doubts, any questions you had about the competition and their record against playoff teams, non-playoff teams, all that gets settled beginning in the next 20, beginning tomorrow when the Phillies are in town.
Yeah, schedule, and I know we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but yeah, the schedule's about to look like a bear. We were mentioning the pitching, by the way. How about Arisek again last night?
I'm not even surprised anymore, man.
For a bullpen that gave me a lot of stress for a long time, just rolls in, picks up the old baseball, strikeouts off line, and you're like, all in a day's work. I barely got it pulled up. We were just off the plane, and I was trying to pull up the video of Hursek finishing. And by the time I got the video to load in the airport as we were waiting for our bags, he'd already struck out 2 hitters. Like, that part was done. And I was like, okay, well, I guess Lucas Hursek's just going to go ahead and lock this down for the rest of the day, and we can be squared away.
That's the expectation now. Like, I mean, at some point in time, I'm assuming he will have an outing in which it doesn't go well. Obviously, we're willing to wait as long as possible for that to happen. Hopefully, it doesn't happen at all. But now you expect it. And that's yes. The reputation he's built in Kansas City now is like your blood pressure is still pretty low when Hursek is on the mound, even if he's in a dicey situation caused by somebody else. And they will continue to use him the highest leverage situations possible.
As they should.
Whether it is the ninth inning or not, we've been saying this for weeks. We got to get rid of the mindset of like it has to be the ninth inning. The Royals don't approach it that way. A lot of teams in baseball don't approach it that way anymore. Highest leverage. Whether it's the seventh inning, eighth, ninth, it doesn't matter. And you see why. Because he is the one guy that they can go to the pen with. And no matter the situation, he has the ability to get the strikeouts, which is what you need. And his stuff is just nasty. Plain and simple. Just nasty. And nobody's really talked too much about his innings. I have no idea where he's pacing. He's a reliever, so it's not usually something we talk about. But is he, you know, no. The A's didn't overwork him, luckily, because they had Mason Miller. That was the beautiful thing about both the Harvey and Hursek trade. Now, Harvey, I understand he's been banged up with
Harvey
the back.
Harvey got more work.
But he got overworked in the early part of the season, and then they went to Finnegan. But you don't have that issue with Hursek. The A's did not overwork him for a couple reasons. One, they just, you know, their opportunities weren't there as much. The A's aren't a very good team. But also, they had Mason Miller, so they weren't going. They were going to Mason Miller to put out all the fires, just like the Royals are now. And with what are we down to, 36 games left? Is that right? 35 games left in this season. Hursek is going to be pitching plenty throughout that stretch, and he's one of those 8 players that Vern talked about. And that they have to count on and be at an all-star level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.